Mrs. Letitia, are you the type of person that says what you mean and means what you say? Do you act first and think later? Do you believe that life just happens and we are here merely to record it for the next generation? Do you believe that words have power? We often hear as children that knowledge is power. We learn as adults that knowledge only has power if you apply it. We all have that friend. He or she knows it all. Even if they don't know, they have an opinion about it. They have no children, but they are quick to advise you on how to raise yours. They don't have and haven't had a man or woman in years, but they tell you what you or your mate is doing wrong. They always worked for someone else, but are the first to tell you that you shouldn't start your own business. We all know when it's time to clean our cars or our homes. Some of us do it daily, or some of us wait until it gets so dirty and cluttered that we can't go about our routine with ease and efficiency. When do you clear your mind? Do you have daily thoughts and meditations on what things and people you want to bring into your life? Do you assess your friendships and relationships to make sure that they are healthy and bringing you what you need to fulfill your dreams, goals, and aspirations? Are you a pack rat? You keep every friend you've ever had because you never know when you might need them again. Well, it's amazing how clutter is clutter, no matter if you're talking things or people. Clutter, by definition, is an untidy collection of objects, disorganized mess. When we hold on to things or people for the wrong reasons, it prevents us from getting the things and the people in our lives that we truly want and need. I really do believe that people come into our lives for a reason or a season. Some come and stay longer than they are supposed to because we haven't learned the lesson. We try to rewrite the syllabus when the class was never ours to teach. Or we try to teach someone something before they are ready to learn it. Perhaps we should treat the cleaning of our minds like we do our homes. If we do a little bit every day, we'll never have to take an entire day off work to control the madness. If we mend our garments and our relationships at the first sign of a tear, we'll never have to throw them away before we are ready to let them go. But when it's time to let them go, if we've taken proper care instead of putting them in the trash, we can pass them on to someone else that is deserving and in need. See, so many people act out of greed because of their belief that there is lack in the world. If we all knew the truth, we'd never hold on to things or people for the mere sake of having them. We'd all be more giving and appreciate the knowledge that everything that is meant for you is yours and will come to you when you are willing and able to receive it. This is Letitia, and that goes for your car, your house, and your woman or man.